Good morning. We continue with our study of Masechta Kelim. Our recording yesterday didn't come through, so we're going to repeat the two Mishnayos from yesterday as well as the two from today. It says the Mishnah, Charsim Shenishtamish by Mashkin Tmeim, if I had shards of Cheres that were used for Tamei beverages, and V'nafu La'avir HaTanur, and they fell in the airspace of the Tanur, Husak HaTanur Tamei, so if the Tanur was heated, it's Tamei. And why is that? Shesof Mashkelot says the Mashke, the liquid that was inside the kli cheres will come out from being absorbed inside and get into the tanner. V'chein begefes chadasha, and the same thing is true with new gefes. Gefes is the leftovers of olives after they have had the oil taken out of them. So if it's within 12 months, sof mashgalatzas, I'll be shanatar. But if it was old, it was after 12 months old, so then the mashke has already gotten out. And so therefore, the oven will remain tar. But if you know that there is liquid coming out of them, so even if after 3 years, it's still going to be tame. It's still going to keep going until you know that the mashka has been removed. What if I was preparing gefes, or I was preparing grape skin, and they were made bitara, right? Then v'hochu aleihem tameim. And then tamei people walked on them, and then v'achar kach yatzu me'am mashkin, and then liquid came out of them. So that's tahorim. In those cases, the stuff that comes out is going to be tahor. Why is that? Shemitchilas anasu b'tara. At the beginning, it was done b'tara. They didn't become tamei just by somebody walking on them, because there was never a process of tuma identified with them, and so therefore it's not going to create a problem. If you have a situation where you have a spindle that swallowed up a tuk, in other words, or you have a malmad shabalas hadarvan, or a levena shabalas hatabas, or if you have a brick that swallowed a ring, in other words, the stuff got absorbed inside the utensil. So it's attached. And they were introduced as they were tar. So nechnasu lo lames, if they go into a tent with a corpse, they become tame. The stuff is brought into the same room as a corpse, even though it's entirely surrounded by the piece on the outside that's covering it up. It's not considered a tzamid pasil, and so therefore it's going to be tar. He sitan azav, if azav moves these things, they're also going to be considered tame. But naflu la avir. Hatan or tar. If they fall into the airspace of a tan or tar of a tar oven, and they themselves were tamei timuhu, they're going to make the oven tamei. Nagaben kikar shel truma tar. If a loaf of truma touched it, it's going to be tar. So even though all these things are going to be tamei, falling into the airspace, truma won't become tamei if it becomes in contact, because even though these objects are touching the tummy objects, they still have no ability to be metame truma, because the only way truma can become tummy is if they touch directly. If they don't touch directly, the truma is not going to become tummy. Continuing the idea into today's two Mishnayos, sridashi nisun al pitaner, if you have a srida, what's a srida? It's a flat utensil where you need baker's dough. It doesn't have a base kibul, it doesn't have a receptacle, and so therefore it's not going to be subjected to the rules of tuma. And mukaf tzamid pasil, it's got a lid on top of it. Nistak minatan, or the srida, if a crack develops between the oven and this srida tray, it's shiro kumopi mardeya shelo nechnas. The way we measure it out is the width of an ox, and the space where an ox goad can't be inserted. So if there's a crack in the clay seal that connects it, and you can expose the interior of the oven to the tuma into the room, we'll see how the size to create that situation makes the difference. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nechnas, Rabbi Yehuda says, it's considered sealed until the thing is not only able to be measured, but that it has to be able to go into the srida. If there's a crack in the srida, we measure it with this size of a ox goad. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shalom Nechnas, that it shouldn't go inside, even if it can't go inside. Haya Ogol, if the crack is rounded. So now, in Roman Oso Aroch, El Shiro Kamelopi Madea Nechnas. We don't say, okay, we'll flatten it out and see if it's going to be considered the acceptable size. Tano Shanika Meino, if you have an oven where the eye of the oven, what's considered the eye of the oven? The eye of the oven is the opening in the side of the oven to vent the smoke. It's the vent, right? Sheshio Kamlo Kush. It's the, we measure it in the full size of a spindle. We can take a spindle going in and out and be lit on fire in the process. So the fire has to be able to go in and out. That's a slightly larger hole than if it's not. If it's not on fire, but you can stick it in and out. That's how we determine whether it's big enough to spread tuma. But if it develops a hole at the side, the measure is not with a lit fire. It has to be just being able to stick in a spindle, right? Even without being on fire. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Dolik. Rabbi Yehuda says, "What are you talking about? It has to be able to be on fire." Rabbi Shimon Omer Min Ha'emsa, right? What if the hole is in the middle? Then Nechnas minatzad ain't no nechnas. It has to be able to go in and out. But if it's from the side, it doesn't have to go in and out. V'chein haya omer meguva sachavi shenikva. Rabbi Shimon would say the same thing about the stopper of a barrel that has a hole. Shiur kamlo melo mitza shnia shel shifon. The size that we measure is a melo mitza shnia. It's the second node in the stalk of an oak. Right? Now, min ha'emtza, if the hole is in the middle of the oven, nechnas. Min ha'tzad, eino nechnas. If it goes through the middle, it has to be able to go in. And if not, if it's the hole is on the side, it doesn't have to be able to go in, just has to be able to come out. V'chinaya omer b'chatzavim gedolim shenikvu. Rav Shimon would say the same thing with large casks that have holes, where he would say, shiur melo mitza shniya min akana, it has to be able to be measured by the second note of a reed. I assume as you get further down on a reed, it gets thicker. In the middle, if it can go inside, if the outside, even if it can't go outside, inside it's going to be tame. That's assuming the containers were made for wine. But aval imnasul sharmashkim, if it was made for other beverages other than wine, afilu kolshu, even if you have the tiniest of holes, it's tame. B'medvar mamurim isman shlanasu bidei adam. That's assuming that the hole emerged on its own. If the hole was done by men, now nikvu, if they get holes, the size on utensils that become tame is sized on based on a kazayas. But as far as liquid measures are concerned, then we measure based on a liquid hole. And when you make it for both, so then matilin oso luchumro, but somebody possible bekonis mashka. If it's made for both, we apply the more stringent measure. Whether we're dealing with the question of tamid pasil, with the measure to figure out how sealed is it, because if it's a kli cheres, if it's an earthenware vessel, the tuma does not go through the earthenware vessel only if it's sealed up. Ubekonis mashka, and also we measure it out with a hole large enough to let in a beverage. That's the way we do our measuring. We'll stop here, Be'ezus Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great day.